The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will begin a new perek, perek Shavuos Ha'edus, the fourth perek of Shavuos in Daf Lamed. The Gemara today, at the end of Amud Aleph, what a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho, is a mitzvah of B'tzedek Tishpoit. Says the Gemara, two limudim, Shlo yei echad yoyshei ve'echad oimeid, echad medaber kol tzarko yei ve'echad oimeid loy katsar devarcho. A dayan has to equate both the plaintiff and the defendant in terms of their positioning, either sitting or standing, and in terms of their length of talking, either short or long. That's the first halacha we learn from Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho. The second halacha, the Brisa continues, Dover Acher, B'Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho, Habidon is Chavercho L'Chavzchus. This is not talking about in a Bezdin setting, but rather, if someone sees his friend doing something, he should Dan L'Chavzchus. I'd like to talk about the mitzvah of Dan L'Chavzchus, practical application. First of all, to see all the halachas of Dan L'Chavzchus, one could see in Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yoino, on Maimer Reish Yud Ches, or in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, the famous Sefer of Halachas Lashon Hara at the end of Klal Gimel. First of all, I'd like to ask a basic question. L'Chaira, both Limudim are learned from one pasuk, one discussing a dayan, and one discussing the average Joe. How could two dinim be learned from the same pasuk, especially when it seems to be two separate halachas? Of course, one is referring to a dayan, and one is referring to a person. How can we learn two halachas from one pasuk? So, the basic answer to such a question should be the following. The basic halacha is that even in a dayan setting, a person should always equate everyone and always dan everyone equally. Even at the outset of a din Torah, before we hear any evidence that would make logically to choiv or to schus, but at the outset, where they stand, at the outset, how long they speak, one should be equal because both shall be just in one eyes. Just like a chaveroi has to be dan l'chavzchus. Of course, later on, a dayan could mechayiv, a dayan could poiter. However, in the onset, before we know any evidence, it is just like a regular case of chaveroi. But they're both one and the same, that you have to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Now, the halachas of dan l'chavzchus are extremely complicated and should be learned. Let's give a basic outline. There are two types of people in halacha when we talk of dan l'chavzchus. The Chofetz Chaim and the Rebbeinu Yonah both say, there's someone who's considered a tzaddik, there's someone who's considered a beinoni. Let's go with the halachas. When we talk about a tzaddik, someone who's righteous, that's referring to someone who majority of his deeds are mitzvahs, a person who is not nichshol often in aveiros. He's a person who does the mitzvahs, who is yiras shamayim excessively. So if a person is a tzaddik, that's the gavra, the person is a tzaddik, gomer. And the action he's doing could be viewed in one of two ways. It could be viewed that it's nira l'chavzchus, or it could be viewed that it's nira l'kavchoiva. The action itself could be make the scenario seem like a veira. The action itself could be like it seems like it's a mitzvah. It doesn't seem like an aveira. It's equal. It could be 50-50. So the halacha is in both scenarios. Even if the action is 50-50, the action is noita l'chavzchus, l'chavchoiva, it's nira, the das is noita, logically it should be a choiva, still, nischayavnu, says the Rabbeinu Yoino, l'dono so l'chavzchus. Because after all, since he's a tzaddik, even though the action is noita l'choiva, the mitzvah is to dan him l'chavzchus, because he's a tzaddik, which would be a talmud chacham, which would be a big rosh yeshiva, a rov, or even any tzaddik. If the action looks like it's a choiva, you have to change your mind and say, no, it's l'chavzchus. That's the mitzvah of nir l'chavzchus when it comes to a tzaddik, when it comes to a tzaddik. However, when we're dealing not with a tzaddik, we're dealing with the average Joe, a Beinoni, a person who mostly does mitzvahs, sometimes he's nichshol, sometimes he's not nichshol, he's the average person. So then there's a chilek in halacha. And the halacha goes the following. If he's a Beinoni, and the action is nearer l'chav schutz, obviously you have to dine him l'chav schutz. And if he's a Beinoni, and the action is a action that is a shokel, both stodim are equal, there's a safek a shokel, there's nearer l'skus, and it's nearer l'choiva, so then also by Beinoni it's a mitzvah to do it l'chav schutz. However, ba Beinoni, when it's noita l'chav choiva, it's noita that he's doing something wrong, on there, the Chofetz Chaim says that there is no mitzvah of tzedek tishvah l'misecha. That means an average person does an action. And it's noita l'chav choyva, says the Chofetz Chaim, you're not mechuyis. However, nachon ma'oid shi'adavar etzloi kamoi sofik. Va'al yachri ehu l'chav choyva. It's a praiseworthy thing by a Beinoni that does an action that's near l'chav choyva to leave it kesofik. However, the Nivik Kesofik. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings this as from the Gemara in Bo Mitzi and Daf Ayin Hamad Beis. The Gemara says, "Hamalu lechaveiroi shaloi be'edim." Someone who lends out money shaloi be'edim, goyrim klolo la'atzmoi. He causes a curse upon himself. Why is he goyrim klolo la'atzmoi? So more explains that if I lend out money shaloi be'edim, and later on I want to claim the money, and I take you to Bezin and say, give me the money, and you are kofar, you say, lahadam, lo hoi devar ma'ilum. So people, what would be the halacha in such a scenario? The person who says lahadam should be believed. The person who says that I do not know anything, he is believed, and he's putter. So basically I'm causing myself to take someone to din, not justified. I'm going to claim money, he's going to say lahadam. So the halacha is in such a scenario that people who view such a din teira will go ahead and give a klala to the person who claimed the money. They'll say, you go around claiming people, you're such a cursed person, you're a bad, evil person. The average person will curse the person who claimed the money. Now, the Chofetz Chaim goes on and asks, in such a scenario, how does the people have the right to curse someone who claimed money and lost? What's the case again? You borrowed money, you lent out money without aiding, and then you claim the money, and the person that you claimed it against passes himself by saying l'adam. And people who view the case, the jury or anyone else who knows the case, will curse you by claiming money shaloi kedin since the other person won. Says the Chofetz Chaim, first of all, how do they have a right to go ahead and curse you? The chayra, how can they go ahead and curse you? The chur, they have a mitzvah of dam l'chav schus. Maybe you're right. Maybe you do owe the money, even though the person was potter b'din, because he said l'adam, and he's a muchzik, and he's potter. However, how do they have a right to go ahead and curse you? It's number one. Number two, says the Chofetz Chaim, that how could a curse that's not allowed in halacha be a valid curse, be something that you should be worried about? It says, Arthur, la'alvis, chavevli, be'edim, shagarim, kol la'atma, because your current people will curse you, and if they curse you, the curse will be effective. How could it, first of all, how could they curse you? Second of all, if it's an invalid curse, how could it be effective? Says the Chofetz Chaim that since people don't generally lend out money without aiding, thereby the action is nearer l'chav choyva. The action is not that it's noita l'choyva, and we're dealing with a beinoni generally. We're talking about a beinoni. We're talking about our average person should not lend out money because goyim kol la'atzmoi. Since the average person should not lend out money because goyim kol la'atzmoi, and we're talking about the average person. So therefore, and the action is noita l'chav choyva, because no one ends that money without aidim, so it's the average person, a beinoni. And it's near l'choyva, so therefore there is no mitzvah of tishpud amisecho, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and judge him l'chav schus, and therefore if you get cursed, it's kedin the curse, and therefore the curse is kedin, and therefore it is chal, and therefore a person should land money without aidim. That's the first answer the Chofetz Chaim gives. In the Haggadah, the Chofetz Chaim gives another answer. He says, without this chiddush in Hilchis, Tishpul Amisecha, you could claim that since the person is a muchzik, since he won the din Torah, so it's proof that he's right, and therefore he allowed to curse the claimer because he was wrong, because he lost, and if he lost, he should get cursed. However, the Chofetz Chaim says it's not near Emes's teretz, and obviously we can all understand why, because even though he won the din Torah, doesn't mean he's right. It just means that a muchzik mechaver al varaya, it's besophic, he keeps it, but not that he's right and the other person's a liar. But anyway, that's an important halacha to notice, that if a person's a Beinoni, which we all generally are, and the action is near the choyva, it's only a midas chasidis, ledan l'chav schutz. Now, Let's go to a very interesting shiloh. It's frequently asked. I was asked many times. Sometimes when we invite people to a chasana, we invite people to go to a sheva brochas or a chasana, and they don't show up. So we go ahead, and we have two ways of thinking about it. We could say they didn't show up because they don't like me, A, or they didn't show up because they had a doctor's appointment, B. Do I have a mitzvah, to don them that they really wanted to come, but they couldn't come due to a doctor's appointment? Or could I say, no, I could say to myself that they didn't come because they didn't like me. So some people want to claim that I have no mitzvah of dan l'chaskus in midi da'alma, in a regular scenario. The whole halacha, a dan l'chaskus is only applicable if a person is doing an aveira. If I'm choshe, I suspect someone doing an aveira, so I have to dan l'chaskus. As can be seen, Rashi will be in daf lamed. Rashi says, by the mitzvah dan l'chaskus, Rashi diber maskel, the bottom of the omid, lamed amen alef from alef. Havi dan chavei l'chaskus, look at Rashi. V'lo b'din, it says that lobedin balidin makos medaber elo b'roya chaveiro yisedover sha'at yochal achli l'tzad aveiro. He's doing an action that's an aveiro l'tzad schus and not an aveiro. Hichliu l'schus v'al takshiru v'aveiro. Rashi, don't be choshish that he's doing a sin, that he's doing an aveiro. Seems to be the halach is only by aveiro. However, not coming to a sheva broch, not coming to a chasid, it's not an aveiro. It may be a non-social, an anti-social behavior that may be disliked by the public, but an aveiro it is certainly not. So maybe I did not have to don him that he was in doctor. I could say, you know what, he's not going to come because he doesn't like me. That's what many poskim say, and there's no mitzvah of don l'chaskus based on this Rashi. However, I hold like the opinion of the chinuch. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch, the mitzvah, Tishma Misecho, the chinuch goes ahead and says, what's the point of the mitzvah? The point of the mitzvah is to bring Avo v'shon v'reus bin ol l'chaveroi. The point of the mitzvah is to all love each other and have peace. And therefore, even though Rashi picked an example that we dislike someone due to an aveira, Rashi picked an example of aveira, there are other scenarios which a person not disliked. For example, exhibiting antisocial behavior. And therefore, the point of the mitzvah is to bring ava v'achvus, and therefore, even if it's not an aveira, l'choy, we should apply the mitzvah of dan l'chavzchus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.